Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, put on your favorite sunglasses and wear them at night. Pull out your favorite music video because it's time for Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by Pretty in Pink Lacey, 16 Candles Shane, the coolest DJ ever Ryan, and the Breakfast Lunch and Dinner Club Dakota. And that's how you can do the best fucking intro.
Now. I wanted to keep going. Now. I always want to do cocaine, but I got Red Bull. See, in 2020, they don't know in the 80s, they just put fentanyl in all the cocaine. So you can't even have MTV or nothing anymore. You can't even have it.
Darn,
it's just a Red Bull.
It's a Red Bull.
Shit.
This has been a long time since
learned
I talked about cocaine.
Yeah, we haven't had a cocaine talk on the episode in a while.
I've missed you so much.
Yeah, I got right to it. They're like, let's go Shane on the show and see what he does. Maybe we'll just kick him off. I don't know. Okay, first 5 seconds, I'm like, let's do cocaine. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. I don't know about you, but you're the party, like.
Shit.
I learned so much, anyway.
Seriously, you guys, this is my first show in a long time on the Roasting the World Network. And thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure, man. I always forget, you know, we're doing other shit, and you're still on Blog Talk.
I know. Hey, we're actually talking about making our own network. What do you think about that? Right, and just doing our shows all on that network.
I don't know if that's possible because you need the software to do it. Do you have software that can handle it, like over Zoom or something?
I'm actually in talk with a dude right now about some stuff.
We'll see where it goes, man. Yeah.
What's the worst that'll happen?
We end up calling back on Blog Talk? I mean, that's the worst that could happen.
When we leave this place sucks. Oh, Shane probably doesn't know the BS we've been dealing with in Blog Talk. I mean, you know the BS we've dealt with.
Oh, I don't.
Right?
It's gotten worse.
Well, this is a nerd show, though. What are we talking about, the 80s?
Okay, they don't fuck up our audio as much anymore, but for that, now they put ads in our shows and not tell us about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they did a Kroger ad a few dozen times and some casino ads and shit, like online poker and stuff like that.
We've been running ads the whole time. The whole fucking time we get paid off of one.
I know.
You've been running ads for 3 years going, bro.
I know. Where's the money? No, anyway.
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
I know HBO Max owes you a subscription from back in the day. Remember? Because we advertised their Mortal Kombat movie. Remember?
Yep. HBO.
You still have free HBO Max.
McDonald's should owe us a lot because I have
HBO Max.
Yep. Nickelback.
McDonald's
sure
owes us a lot. Basically,
I think we brought
every fast
Nickelback
food joint that ever existed owes us a free sandwich.
Pretty much, bro. Pretty much.
Pretty much, dude. We have advertised fast food so much on our shows.
Yeah, different ways, different things, you know.
Yeah. I got the KFC, it was really good, blah, blah, blah. Like, give me a buck.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Nerd Talk, Shane, your comic book, bro, what's going on with it, man? Is it out yet? How do we get copies of it?
Oh, okay. So here's – I can break down excuse me, guys, might be smoking cannabis, which is legal in my state, by the way. Anyway.
I might be smoking it also, but it's not legal in my state.
So here's what's going on with the comic book. The comic book, we're looking at either a March, probably a March release, having it done in February, because if I finish it now, I have to sell it during Christmas, and I don't want to try to do that when everybody's broke from Christmas.
Right.
So I'm postponing it, basically, and give myself more time. Because personally, I'm kind of looking at, the style that I want to do the book in. I actually want to do a little something different than I usually do. So I'm trying to, figure that shit out, and it's going to take a little time. So probably March.
So you're trying to tell me that you're holding off because you wanted to make sure that the page with me on it eating a taco was perfect.
He wants perfection.
No, I drew on the first page. I drew this taco and it didn't look right. I was like, I'm scrapping the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, and then
everything
he just started
perfect.
From scratch.
All the people looked dope in this taco. Was like, that's the most disgusting looking taco I ever seen in my life. Scrapped the whole page, burned it. Starting over. So I got to develop a new style so that I can draw the taco looking, you know what I'm saying? Like this taco, this is a pork taco.
The taco looking
this
crunchy.
This taco is it's like the linchpin of the story, bro. This taco has to be perfect.
Oh my God, jelly tacos.
Oh no.
The jelly taco.
I love
that. We were doing a lot of throwbacks this episode. This show is for our old fans of the general duo.
Yeah.
The OG fans right here. This is the OG fans.
Yeah, this is the OG fans. We'll get to the show when Ryan gets here.
You guys know that I think it's been, 2 years ago, I think, was when we did our first episode together, if not longer.
No,
really?
It's been three almost.
Three,
wow.
Yes, three, okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because, see, my show, Ask Me Levi's, will be 2 years old in a week.
Wow. Really, two?
Yeah, it'll be 2 years
Damn.
Old.
Damn.
I know.
How
going
we celebrate?
Old, yes.
How we celebrating it?
I gotta think of something big to celebrate it. I mean,
have
cocaine
a day where you don't fall over. Where you don't get hit by a car. A day where you don't get hit by a car would be a good day as a celebration.
Listen, that's just a normal Tuesday for me.
That's what I'm saying. A celebration would be on Tuesday. I'm not gonna get hit by a car.
Listen, I work in home health as a social worker, and one of my patients that we've had on and off for 2 years now, she has really bad dementia, and she remembers me. You want to know why she remembers me? Because I'm the girl that fell off her front porch.
That girl.
Yeah. Breakfast. But she's there's the girl that fell off the front porch. But the one thing you'd want somebody to forget, right?
Right.
All right. Well,
I
got some random news we can go over. Nerd news. Any of you guys a fan of the comic or the show The Boys?
Yeah, I like it. I'm not a big fan, but I like it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know of it, right? All right. How do you guys feel about Well, fans are mixed on the new spinoff Gen V. I don't know if you've heard of it, seen it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it yet, though, so I don't really have an opinion, but I've seen what they're doing. It's like the children, they're like the generation after The Boys happened or some shit. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's kind of like New Mutants, if you remember that movie.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Years ago.
I saw
the young X-Men.
Yeah, and it gives me New Mutant vibes for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely like the young mutants, what they're up to kind of thing. And it's probably more driven towards the PG-13 range, whereas Boys was definitely a hard R.
Right.
Then, like,
well,
the Boys
also,
was
I think it
violent.
Kind of points with – I think it kind of goes with the woke crowd, a little bit, too, because one of the people's powers is where they can turn from a boy to a girl. Like, that's their power.
Cool. Dude, if you can do it fast enough, you never have a boring Friday night. Get it? That's a song joke. Write that one down. Write that down. That's a good fucking joke. Yeah.
Oh man, cool. That
motherfucker never leaves the house. He's the most boring character of them all. They're like, hey, we're going to save the world. He's like, I'm just going to sit here and fuck myself. I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
Because I can.
Yeah, I'll do my homework, okay? I'll get straight C's and just lay around my whole life and eat food and fuck myself. That's all I'm going to do. What a lucky kid.
Oh, man.
Now I got to totally rethink, if you had one superpower, what would it be? Like, I'm, like, kind of thinking it through. Like, what if I could just fuck myself all the time?
Would you like to fly? Would you like to be invisible?
I'm not going to be a hero. I'm not going to be a villain. I'm just going to sit around and fuck myself all day. Like, how bad? All right,
serious question. Since you brought that up, Okay. Here's a serious question that we've never asked on the show.
Okay.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, honestly, I don't know. That's such a weird question. If you're, like, kind of like a comic book geek like I am, like, there's such a broad range to choose from that I would...
You got people that'd be like, I want to
something original,
like Wolverine or something, but then you're like, you got to realize his healing power is what helps that out, because otherwise he's going to bleed to death when he shoots his fucking hands.
I think I would probably, if I got to choose, I would probably choose something practical or something original. And what I was saying is it's so hard to pick something original because reading the X-Men and shit, like, they covered all the bases.
Yeah.
Every stupid fucking superpower they covered in X-Men at some point. It's like The Simpsons.
Ooh, I know.
They've
okay, this might sound. I got one for me, right? Dazzler.
Okay.
I know you know who she. You know the mutant Dazzler.
I know who Dazzler is. Yeah.
Okay, I would have her powers.
Is this your bitch?
Just like shoot some firework lights out and stuff.
Yeah, you'd be. She's like super Jubilee kind of.
Yeah.
Can I just say my superpower?
I would be on stage and be like, telling jokes and be like, punchline. Shoot sparks at people.
Can I just say my superpower? I just want to be a Ninja Turtle.
I know, right?
Lacey, yeah. This is going to be the meanest thing I've ever said to you. You are too clumsy to be a Ninja Turtle.
I am not. Have you met Michelangelo? I am not.
Oh,
have you
true.
Met Michelangelo? Okay, he turned his into
that
a weapon.
True.
You best believe right
well,
here.
Now, wait. If she was raised
like,
under Slytherin tutelage?
Until you get
tutelage?
To a park bench or a car, until you're in a parking lot or a park bench.
Yeah, I mean, I lived through being hit by a car.
Well, no, every superhero has a weakness, and yours is parking spots.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm even learning to, you know, overcome my weaknesses since I didn't even move from that parking spot. Fuck you.
Super strength. Hey, Lacey has super strength. She broke the mirror right off the car.
I sure did. And I got out of paying for nothing.
You know what would be kind of
and
a fun
did,
one, actually, is
Jedi
from the X-Men?
What's that one?
A fun power would be, do you know who Kitty Pryde is? She's not one that can blow through walls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you could phase out. You could kind of phase out. Like, you didn't warp, but you can, like, phase out reality, step through a wall and come back. Like, that would be fun.
See, my luck would be I would get stuck in between the wall. Like,
oh, shit.
Yep.
darn
it. But then I would just have to be my clumsy power, you know, and bust down the wall to get out.
All right. Right. Speaking of Kitty Pryde then, Shane, comic book Kitty Pryde or the movie's Kitty Pryde?
What about which one do I like better?
Yeah, because the movies don't do her no justice. I mean, they kind of rob her in freaking Days of Future Past.
Well, the Days of Future Past was kind of like a different, it was supposed to be like grown up, but it was that chick that decided she's a dude now.
Yeah, Juno?
Yeah.
Whatever her name is. What's her name?
First thing I ever seen her on was Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, she was on, really?
Yeah, she played what's that drunken cop dude that lived the ran the trailer park? Lackey or whatever?
Not Randy, but Leahy.
Yeah, Leahy. Played Leahy's daughter on there.
No shit.
Yeah.
I probably knew that, but I haven't watched Trailer Park Boys in like a long, long time.
Yeah,
like, when
that show
died, I was kind of like, I don't want to watch it anymore.
When you get older, like, once you get older and you kind of watch it, you're like, man, this show's kind of dumb now.
Kind of like Beavis and Buttheads. Like, I go back and watch old Beavis and Buttheads, I thought was hilarious. And Beavis and Buttheads didn't hold up well at all.
No. Nah.
I haven't seen the new ones, though. I got to watch some new ones. They released them like a year ago, new Beavis and Butthead. And
I guess that's
good. It was just hack shit.
Over to the topic, dude, because Beavis and Butthead used to come on what channel, guys?
MTV.
And that's what we're going to be talking about. So, Shane, you were actually around when MTV came out. Tell us a little bit about it.
I was actually.
Damn.
I was a tiny little kid. I didn't really understand that. I was like,
me
like,
and Lacey
when MTV
were not
came out. When MTV came out, I didn't even have cable. My grandparents did, and I would. My parents would take me to my grandparents to get babysat. I could watch cable TV, which was like so awesome. You know what I mean? And they had MTV, and I was only like 4 years old or something, and I didn't really get it. You know what I mean? It wasn't for toddlers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
I didn't really like music yet. I thought music sucked. You know, when I was like 3 or 4 years old, I'm like, God, shut the fuck up. You know, I wasn't old enough to get it yet. And but it was huge. I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, I was through high school in the 90s. So we're talking Nirvana. We're talking Dr. Dre. We're talking fucking on the TNT side, we're talking fucking Garth Brooks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was very spoiled to be the age I was in that generation of, like, media music. It was so good at the time. You know what I mean?
So,
back when they actually played music and shit.
Do you remember exactly what was the first video played on MTV?
Oh yeah, I know. I only know because I know because of trivia, not because I remember it. But it was that video killed the radio star. But that one where it's like the robot guy, and he's like, "I want my MTV," you know, and he's part of the song.
Yeah,
what was
and then
song called? Radio something.
His video killed the radio star.
Radio killed. I think so.
But,
Yep, for sure. All right, well, MTV obviously, you know, made music videos popular, but then it kind of changed over the years because by the time, I want to say me and Lacey really, our generation got, you know, into MTV, they started doing, what, Road Rules and stuff like that, right?
Reality TV. Oh, the reality TV.
Reality show, there's 17 bad ones. I just want to throw that out there.
True that. There's a lot of one-season reality shows that you never hear about again.
Yeah.
It ran for two, like, one season, and that was, they were like, no. We're not going to.
It'd be like,
absolutely
who
not.
Wants to date Dennis Rodman? Come to Dennis Rodman's house and play basketball on his home court. And then at the end, it'd be like the only season. Of... Dye your hair different colors on a daily basis.
Right. Whoop-de-do.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but was Jersey Shore on there too?
Yeah. Yep. Jersey Shore.
MTV or MTV 2
Devin,
like
my lovely wife watches that shit. She watches Jersey Shore. She watches The Challenge, which is basically the new Road Rules. I've never seen The Challenge. It's kind of like Road Rules meets Survivor. It's a contest show. But so a lot of it, half of it is drama, and half of it is them doing physical challenges. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Terrible, horrible TV.
You know? I know.
Yeah, she watches like. The reality TV thing, man. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't commit to it. I can watch one episode of Jersey Shore and be like, okay, so I know what they're all about and I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's it. A lot of people love that shit, though. Like, you know, maybe you like drama and then arm's length.
Yeah. Well, one of the shows when I was a teenager, like, all everybody watched on stuff like that was, like, Teen Moms. And I'm like, why? What's so interesting in Teen Moms?
See, I came around like I stopped watching MTV right around that time. When I say that, don't get me wrong, I caught shows on MTV, you know, but I wasn't like, hey, look, I'm gonna go watch Teen Moms and shit.
That's
the time they got straight to reality. Right. And then you're at like 16 and pregnant and all that nonsense, and then I didn't know I was pregnant and I had a baby in the shower and prom night and pregnant and then it was a bunch of spin-offs.
Well, let me tell you about my Tuesday night. I just had a fucking baby. I didn't even know I was pregnant. But MTV came a calling with a check for $5,000 for my story. And I told them. I told them
that
was Jesus.
Was that a different station?
What, the pregnant one?
No, there's a reality show called Amish Mafia.
Yeah, there's that.
Oh, I remember that. That was on a different channel.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was on like.
We got to cover that.
That
show.
That was on one of them other ones like TLC or some shit.
Yeah.
That does all the reality shit. Like TLC does all the like My 600 Pound Life.
Yeah.
Shit like
that.
Yeah, Devin watches all that shit. That's why I know. She loves reality TV, man. But she doesn't watch the really bad stuff. She doesn't watch, like, Bachelor or nothing like that, so it's good.
I don't think anybody's watched Bachelor in 20 years.
The new one's gross. It's all old people. It's just the Silver Age or the Golden Age Bachelor. He's, like, 65. And these old crusty bitches that, like, they killed their husbands or whatever. That's why they're single. It's a mess.
All right, well, I got a few fan questions here, guys, and one of them is, is our favorite MTV show of all time? I'm going to go with Daria. I think I'm pronouncing that right, Daria. If you guys don't know what that is, you guys can look it up. That's my favorite MTV show.
Mine was Liquid TV.
Okay.
Was an anthology show, if you don't know, just real quick, for a lot of people don't know because it's not that popular. But his anthology show that started Beavis and Butthead was just a bit piece on Liquid Television. Also, Aeon Flux, if you're familiar with that, Charlize Theron did a movie of it. That was started on Liquid Television. I think The Max was started on Liquid Television.
Is that also where Celebrity Deathmatch came off
like
of, too?
It was just 5-minute bits, like a quick, like really good for ADD. You know, like a 5-minute cartoon, that's the next shit. And they had a couple of running things, which is like Beavis and Butthead, Aeon Flux, whatever. They would appear in multiple episodes. But for the most part, you had no idea what you're going to get. It was pretty cool. And that was when I was like 14 or 15, so I was super susceptible to that kind of shit. Like, my ADD was just going batshit at that point. You know, I'm hitting puberty. I'm, yeah. So, like, a five-minute cartoon is the perfect thing to watch, you know.
What about you, Lacey? What's your favorite MTV show of all time?
I didn't really like, I didn't like much of the TV shows that they had on there. I only usually watched on MTV was like music videos. So
like TRL?
Yeah,
kind of
so like
no,
that. I like the
so you're going to go with Carson Daly and TRL.
Mm-hmm. So like stuff like that. That was what I liked to watch on there. I can't stand like the reality TV, which we only got limited TV time when we were home anyway.
I remember when I would get up in the morning for school, I would watch the music videos. So it'd be like MTV, VH1, you know, like cycling back and forth of whatever the popular song. You know what I mean? Because that's how it was back then, guys. You just look it up on YouTube.
Well, see, my sister and brother and them made fun of me because I was such an old soul. Like when I watched TV when I was young, when I was little, my favorite stuff was like the Brady Bunch or when we got up for school, it was Saved by the Bell or, you know,
right.
Something like that. I didn't, when it would come to like MTV, I literally only would watch for like.
You just gotta watch that shit, yeah.
Yeah, it was for the music. It was in the background. Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this. Was there a time where it was like there was like a music video out that you guys were like, oh, I gotta try to include this or something?
Oh.
Hold on one second. What's up, man? Oh, it's okay. Sorry, I was talking to my lady.
She said, "Can you take the trash?"
Yeah. Well, I came to the kitchen to get a Canada Dry. It was just ginger ale. She's like, what are you doing in my kitchen? She's cooking out here. She's preparing, like, twice-baked potatoes. It's going to be pretty good. I'm excited about it.
Oh, that sounds really good. We got another fan question that came
homemade.
In, guys. Favorite Nickelback video? Another fan question that just came
Ooh.
In. Favorite Nickelback video?
Let me see.
Oh, weren't they all the same? No.
Well, what was their first hit song? I'm trying to remember.
The first one I remember was How You Remind Me of You.
Yeah, How You Remind Me is one of their first.
Well, that was the best one because I was hooked from the get go. Nickelback's the best band ever in America. In the real America.
I mean, that's the first one I remember. Honestly, though, I think one of their funniest ones is
if I think about Nickelback, because of the memes, I think about that picture one. Where I was, look at this picture, and it's like a picture of Sheryl Crow.
Like, Remind Me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one I always remember. Look at this picture, and it's like a picture of him, and you go in it, it's like another picture of him, and you go in it, it's another picture of him, like forever. Just Nickelback forever.
Nickelback forever.
It's one of their newer videos. I don't know, from the last, say, 10 years or so, but at the beginning of it, it's like this party that's going on, and these people, like, this guy's like, all right, who did you get for the music? And they, like, kidnap Nickelback, and he's like, motherfucking Nickelback?
One of my favorite videos on there, because I watched it 1,000 times so I can learn the dance, was always Michael Jackson's Thriller. Like, it played all the time. I love watching any of his videos on there because he was just hardcore. Like, I love watching him dance.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was hardcore.
Michael
Jackson's
King of Pop. Yeah, I mean, he might have diddled some kids, but there's no denying, like, nobody did it quite like he did. Still, not yet. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can look at Michael Jordan, be like, he's the greatest of all time, but you have to, like, also look at LeBron James and his career. You know what I mean? Like, it's been done again. You know what I mean? But, like, Michael Jackson, nobody's done that shit.
but I mean, he was so talented. Like, it was a perfection.
Oh shoot, there it is. Come on out now. Oh, excuse me, you guys. Jeez, I got a cough. I'm sorry.
And after Michael Jackson of the night.
Yeah, that's enough. We made our point.
That's enough of the Jackson. We ain't the Jackson fan.
Oh, hey, is Ryan going to be able to make it? Do we know? Like, it's been half an hour in. Is he
better? Yeah, he's probably not.
Oh, that's a bummer. I'm not going to lie, man. I forgot Ryan was supposed to be going
in. I'm almost 100% positive he's probably not, because he would have already been in by now.
Yeah, he would have been by now.
I think he's sending me angry text messages right now.
I'm like, yeah, the bitch did not show up. Shout out to Ryan. co-workers, bro.
Yeah, he just sent me a message about 10 minutes ago. So he's still not here, so.
Oh, he's replacement or whatever?
Yeah. He'll have to work over here to get there.
Well, I remember last time I did the show, he was on the phone on the way home.
He was
right,
in the
yeah.
shit. Because you had to work. That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But, hey, what do you do?
During the day, he's a student teacher, and he will graduate in December. And at night time after he's out of school, he goes into work at the gas station. So. At Mapco.
He risks his life in the classroom on a daily basis, and he risks his life at a gas station at night.
Both of those jobs are more dangerous than being a police.
Right.
It's true.
Well, we got about 12 minutes left of the show, guys. I got two ads to get to, and then we'll jump right back into everything. First off, it's time for Logan's new seasonal vape. They come in brown gravy, mashed potato, buttered roe, and oven-roasted turkey. So make sure to go to roastingtheworld.org.com.gov to get your seasonal vapes today. And then Drawing God Shane has openings for pen holder / person that smuggles drugs into the U.S. If interested, text I'm not a cop to 213213 yo mama. Must be open to fireworks and drugs up the booty hole. And those are our ads for tonight.
Dude, I would smash like a straight up like a turkey dinner gravy fucking vape. Are you kidding me? Yeah, dude, that would seriously be like all just salty and gravy-y, and like it tastes like turkey. You're just getting high as shit. You're like, wow, just some more of this turkey gravy, and you go, and you go, wow, and I'm way stoner. It'd be so much fun. These flavors they got, dude, they're corny as shit. They're like super mega great bubblegum lollipop and shit. I'm like, no, I just want turkey gravy, man.
Yeah, like, where's the man flavors?
For real. I don't want to smoke and taste bubblegum. That's craziness. I don't even like menthol cigarettes. I want my smoke to smell like smoke. Taste like smoke. What are you talking about? Bubblegum. But if there was a turkey,
they need like
option,
new
porn
flavored
turkey.
Vape.
Always turkey.
They should have like new like What's porn it? Favorite, or they should have like porn flavored vapes, like you know, like pussy and like you know shit like that.
Ugh.
Are you sure about that, man? You really want to just smoke some ass of a whore? Just some whore ass? Just booty juice mixed in with
new
your
dollar
weed?
Bill vape.
Like,
pick
oh,
a stripper.
Dude, tastes just
this
like a
one
fucking
tastes
whore
like
ass. Yum. You're a fucking
no, like,
madman,
new dollar
dude.
Bill vape. This one tastes like cherry.
Boy. This
one tastes like cherry. No, it doesn't. It tastes like whore ass. What are you doing? Dakota, what are you doing, man?
It would be like
what?
Would it be like a metal pole? Because whatever the stripper pole is made out of, and
oh jeepers,
whatever stripper pole's made out of.
what do they clean it with? Like the cleanser, the antibacterial stuff they had to put on it, the bleach or whatever. It just smells like bleach and puss and metal.
I hope it's not bleach. Dang, I'll be having an allergic reaction.
So in other words, it will smell like jelly tacos.
Winning.
Stop it! No, that will be jelly preserves if it smells like jelly tacos. Yeah.
You just described what jelly tacos smell like right now. It took how many years and how many episodes to get to
so many dozens of episodes in several years, sure.
To finally get to figure
it
out.
We really
taco
need to make a T-shirt out of our famous, like, stories we've told on here. Like, we need a butt popper shirt. We need a...
Lacey's been hit by something here in the park.
What was that one?
Oh, my.
Slip, skank, fat, shit happens.
Lacey's down.
down.
Lacey's down.
I wish
they
just said Lacey's down on it. Lacey's down. They're like, who's Lacey? I'm like, I'll tell you, man.
Hey, is that like a picture of
Lacey like
that's really flat on the shirt?
It could be a picture of a girl like, with a picnic table. Like, if I'm flipping the dang picnic table.
Table plus girl equals downhill.
Had my arm outstretched with a cigarette holding it because I catch my friend's cigarette because I went down the hill with a picnic table. Get dick hill.
What would Yoders say? Yoders and Logans would be like what?
Yoders would probably be like intern. What intern? And then
if he was still around, whatever happened to him? Is he still there?
I don't know. Logans would be like something to do with reefer, like, and shoot. I still say Shane's about the butt poppers. That was probably the best story. Or Granny.
Ryan needs one. Ryan
butt poppers.
Like, I would never, that was in Granny Porn or FU Denmark, because that's where we lost Denmark at. Or,
Denmark shit. I forgot all about that. That was a running gag for a long time.
Yeah, it
still
is.
Because they still hate us.
Yeah, they still hate us.
But hey,
we still haven't had one listener from Denmark. Since
you've been on, Shane, let me tell you, we got listeners now, and let's see, Zimbabwe, Iraq, Indonesia, Germany, China, India, South Africa, Kenya.
Like
that. Yeah.
K-E-N-Y-A.
Yeah, them two. Yeah, Kenya.
Kenya.
Iraq. I already said Germany. We got Brazil and Canada. So we got listeners all over, bro.
Yeah, but Canada's the only one that even speaks English.
Unless
it's French Canada. Yeah, I don't trust those Canadian motherfuckers.
Hey, we got somebody else on the
line. I wonder what we sound like.
Hey, somebody else is on the line. Hello?
Hello?
The big and dark secret is that I am gay. And so she thinks that...
I'm so stuck. Yes. That was...
They got you good.
I got the number so I can call him back.
No.
Who was it?
It was somebody from, it's a 928 number, so it's somebody from Yuma, Arizona.
Aww.
I'm going to say Yoder.
Arizona. Yoder,
if I leave you guys, I'll call you back. But I'm driving, so.
I hope that was you. If not, it's
well, hey, you guys, I got to piss really bad, so I got to go pretty soon.
I love it. You almost finished the whole show.
I saved the whole show. Hey, I almost made it.
So
like,
proud.
I've actually been having to piss for a minute. Well, I was drinking Red Bull, as you well know. So I got to piss. And there might be some doo-doo. There might be a little doo-doo. Maybe I don't want to take any of my doo-doo. You don't know. That's shame time.
It's
when I shit,
time.
It's my time.
We no longer
no
do
wife,
that on
no
my
dog. But hey, seriously, though, thank you for having me back on the show, man. I had a lot of fun.
Did we lose him?
Oh, anytime, bro. Anytime.
Oh,
oh wait. Our caller is back.
My ear? Oh, shit.
We got our caller's back, yes?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is my son's phone. Did somebody just call this number? Did he call you, my son?
Somebody called us.
Is there a bunch of people on the call here? How many people are on the call?
About 35 of us.
Okay, my son's 14 years old and just called this number, sir. Are you talking to minor children on the phone? Do you have some sort of an issue?
We're in the middle of a live
hey,
podcast.
Hey, asshole,
right
there's
now,
35
man.
Of you on the phone. You like talking to little boys? Is that the story over here? What's going on?
I don't know who this
Hello?
Is, but, yo, you're going into a live podcast right now, bro.
You're on no,
a podcast? So my son, my minor son called. Hey, tell that fucking bitch in the back to shut the fuck up while men are talking. Shut the fuck up, bitch. That fucking hoe to shut up. I could tell she's fat by her voice. Now, who are you two fanooks? Hello? Pussies.
Who the fuck are you, bro? So whoever it was hung up. What the fuck was that? Hello? Is anybody still on the line?
Listen to it. Maybe they should make sure what their kid is watching. Be a fucking parent.
Right.
Anyways, going on.
Well, if anything's ever said, this whole show is recorded in live, so. I'm sorry, what the hell was that? And why is somebody... I don't know why I think this is funny, but it is kind of funny. And whoever is calling in like that, yo, don't talk shit to Lacey. That's just fucked up. If you're going to talk shit to me at least. And she does have a point. If your 14-year-old so-called kid is listening to this show, you should be more careful what your kids are listening to. So, yeah. Anyways, I guess I'm the only one on the line left, so everybody have a great night. Remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.